You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Productions, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
The jump off starts here. The jump off starts right now. Come on now.
We are three voices. I'm Rita.
I'm Simeon.
And Heva got caught in a little car situation.
Right.
So we're missing her, but we're not alone.
Far from it.
We have friends with us today. So we're hanging out, and we are starting a new series. Simeon, you excited for the series?
I really believe I am.
I am, too. I haven't had this much fun preparing to start a show in a long time. Those of you who have checked out our Facebook page today.
We're kind of excited.
That brother, Simeon, found the hottest picture of a mic I think I've ever seen.
Right. No pun intended.
I thought the one we had before was nice.
No.
This one kills.
It's there.
All the way. And I'm so excited to be starting this. We are talking about homegrown talent. Do you know someone who has a talent that is not necessarily being appreciated as it should be? Or are you that person that has a talent that should be broadcast? Everyone needs to hear you, to see you. We're talking to some friends and family who indeed have that kind of talent. And we're so excited to have with us this evening, CEO of RMG Records, Jody Daniels.
How you doing?
I'm good. Was that Barry White that slipped in there, Jody? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Thank you. And we also have hanging with us CEO of Evolution Music Group, Donnie J. And we call him DJ. And it just
right.
seems unnatural for me to call him Donnie J. We're going to call him DJ. DJ, I believe, is hanging on the line there. Hey, DJ. Okay. Maybe haven't
right.
kicked him in yet. But
right.
he can hear us. That's the important part. Anywho, we're really excited to have him here with us. There is a wealth of information and a wealth of experience that we are going to touch on this evening, and we want to thank everyone for listening in with us. You can give us a call if you have any questions for DJ, if you have any questions for Jody at 1-877-932-9766. Sim, are you as excited about this series as I am?
Anybody who's seen our Facebook page knows exactly how excited we are for this.
I thought so. I thought my fingers were going to go numb typing out stuff and the number of exclamation points that I put up. There we go. Hey, DJ, what's going on?
Oh, hey, I'm under the weather. What's up, y'all?
Oh.
Yeah, clearly, right. Lobster reaction?
You know what? it's our homie's daughter, man. She coughed all over my face.
Okay. Children are carrier monkeys. I think we've discussed this before.
Right.
Be careful.
God bless her.
So before we get into the meat of our conversation, as we do each week, there's a little something we want to talk about here. Woman 27 reveals she has two vajayjays.
Yeah, it all goes downhill from here.
It really does. Hazel Jones always wondered why she suffered from terrible cramps and heavy periods during puberty, but it wasn't until she turned 18 that she was given her astonishing diagnosis. She has two vajayjays. The blonde 27-year-old from High Wycombe has the million-and-one condition. It's called, it has a name, because apparently it's happened before, uterus didelphys, which means she has two separate uteruses and cervixes as well. And I have to pause here. Is it really uteruses or is it uteri?
If it ends in a U.S., then it's I for plural.
That's
as
I
in
thought.
Cacti and plantipi.
And you know what? Those who know me know that that was really just going to make my eye twitch. It's uteri, and they couldn't get it straight. All right.
Okay.
Yes?
typically I would tap out of a conversation like that starts this way.
You can't tap out today.
However.
There's no tap out.
You said come that on. It didn't get diagnosed until she was 18.
Until she was 18. Here's the thing. It's common for women to have heavy periods. But
okay, I was about to, how do you finish a sentence that makes me say, oh, okay, well, then I guess that makes it all right.
Well, you know, at a certain point when you're hemorrhaging to death, you might want to get that checked out. And and here's the other thing. You don't know when she actually started her cycle. She didn't reveal that piece of information in this article. So if she was like some people and started at 14, that 4 years might not have given her enough pause to go seek medical attention, but Jody is getting ready to jump out of his seat. Hey, Jody, jump in here.
Oh, okay, she claims that she lost her virginity twice.
Yeah, that's the punchline of the story.
Well, wait a minute. Simeon is like officially my hero because I know where he was going. How do you not know for 18 years that you have two vajayjays? I mean, somebody had to look at it,
right? Like, what's the source of the story? Because I'm of the impression. All right, clearly it's not an academic article found in the New England Journal of Medicine.
UK Mail Online.
Oh well, if it's UK Mail Online, then that explains
this
everything.
It's a legitimate news source.
I mean, I understand that, but I guess I'm of the impression that a more academically sound source would have maybe included some. I gotta believe that visually you would have been able to look in the mirror and tell.
Well.
Unless this is all internal. If this is internal, then that helps her argument. But
a lot of it is internal. But the best line of this whole thing, and we've said she's got two uteruses, right?
Uteri.
And she said that uteri, that's right. I was looking at the article. I won't look there anymore.
Right.
And she said that she has lost her virginity twice because she has two cervix and two uterus here. She said she didn't want to get, if she gets pregnant in one uterus, she has to be very careful not to get pregnant in the other one.
Excuse me.
Jody.
Isn't losing your virginity characteristic by the hymen being broken? So did you have two of those?
I'm not sure exactly what
the
graphics of her situation are at that point.
If you only had one of those, they went away? Then it only happened once.
Listeners, you've heard DJ and you're hearing Jody right now. Clearly, there's going to be a baritone contest tonight, so go on and strap in.
The good news is
there's nobody here has an ego like that, but clearly.
And so the question has been posed, can she be pregnant in each uterus? Indeed, she can. They're both viable. There's medical issues, though, that come up there, and this is my problem. Once you figure out that you have two, doctors need to be able to figure out some kind of test to see which one has better blood flow, which one is better functioning for you and your body.
Right.
And then you need to remove one because you seriously, if pregnant with
what
two,
it's
different
split
to have twins, but two pregnancies at different times happening because I can't see the 1 in 3 trillion, you know what I mean, chances of...
I remember last week when we were doing our current events piece.
Yes.
A story that I actually passed off on is that we actually had identical twins, mm-hmm, that had different birthdays, because one of them was born at like 11:58 on New Year's Eve and the other one born at you know, 12:02 New Year's Day. This isn't that.
No, not at all.
This is one of them's a preemie. And one of them is born a month later.
And they have to be taken by a cesarean section because, ooh wee.
Right.
Which birth canal is operating here?
I mean, when you said this, I was thinking that this was going to be a funny kick around, but this is just turning into being nasty.
you know, generally looking at it, it was funny.
We're not starting the series off.
You know, you start asking questions, and it's like, yeah, really, she's going to need to get that taken care of. Do you know why she hasn't had the surgery to get rid of one of her uteri?
Ego.
She doesn't want the scar. She wants to be able to wear bikinis.
Nobody wants to see the chick. You know what? I take that back.
What is that all about?
Yeah, no, it's all good. And if you are a person who is afflicted with uterus didelphys, get one taken out, please, because your life could depend on it. And that's just a little something we've been kicking around. Solartopia, Green Power Hour with Harvey Wasserman, Free Press Senior Editor and Superpower of Peace columnist, also Senior Advisor to Greenpeace USA and the Nuclear Information and Resource Service, author and co-author of a dozen books, broadcast live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, all right. Let's dig in. You guys, I don't know if you're ready for the comedy is about to ensue.
I'm still mortified
but just
by
jump
the kick
in.
Around.
You are? Yeah. Your face is showing me that you're mortified by the kick around.
Yeah, I can't see right now, but I have the face. You remember like when Shrek got his picture taken accidentally?
Let's move on from that. Jody Daniels.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Good, good. Can you tell us a little bit about your company, RMG Records, and how you got into music?
Oh, gosh, that's loaded.
It's an hour program, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I said a little bit.
Yeah, they're on opposite ends of the spectrum. Okay. Let me start with how I got into music. Actually, my father was a musician.
Okay.
And I think when I was 3, he decided that I was going to be a musician as well. And he was a wonderful guitarist and bassist, and he decided that he was going to make me a drummer. And why he chose an instrument he didn't play and couldn't teach me, I won't know. But that's where it started. It was a natural thing. I used to beat on my mother's pots and pans. And he bought me a drum set, and I went through 4 or 5 of them before I actually learned what to do with them. So it kind of started there and just branched out into other instruments.
Okay.
Where the company is concerned, we're a nationally distributed record company that has 6 artists on, ranging from R&B to gospel to CCM to jazz. We even have a 2-time Grammy Award winning member of the Ohio Players.
What?
Yeah, Mr. Billy Beck. You've heard his CD.
I have.
Yeah, don't get brand new on the radio. His project, we also have another gentleman who's doing the jazz and a jazz guitarist by the name of Rick Ward. He's responsible for Anita Baker's Giving You the Best That I Got.
All right, then.
Nice.
Quality.
We Tashina Danielle, she's out of California.
Beautiful vocalist.
Yes,
beautiful
she
vocalist.
Has spent the last, 7-8 years or so running around the globe, literally singing on other continents, singing lead for Andre Crouch. So we have some viable artists that really are bringing quality music back, and that's a task, because the way the industry is rolling right now, everything is cookie cutter, and they believe in what they're doing, they believe in the quality, and we're just trying to bring it back.
Awesome. How many artists, the projects that you're working on now? Can you tell us a little bit about maybe one of your artists right now?
I'll tell you about a 6'8" Caucasian rapper out of Canton, Ohio, named G Money.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Basically, power forward with a mic. He's it. His style is so totally different from everyone else. As a matter of fact, around the company, we have a little joke that his music is for the ladies. And, it's indeed hard to imagine that rap would be for the ladies, but he's smooth with it. Good looking dude. And he can flow. His stuff is hot.
He's really
good. Big Show to the label.
Yeah, we've tagged Jody in all of our posts and everything, and we're going to put up some more links for you all to be able to get a hold of his music. One of the clips you're going to hear this evening is actually, I'm glad you chose G Money. It's my favorite song from one of his projects, the project with Billy Beck.
Okay. You're talking about
Memoirs of a Player.
Well, that's Billy's.
That's the project.
Yeah, and G Money is featured on that song. Yes.
Indeed, the song is called Ice Cream. It doesn't need any more intro, and we're gonna play that when we come back in a little bit. But I wanted to ask you about music education. Were you formally trained in any instrument?
Actually, I wasn't. Every instrument that I do play, God just gifted me with the ability. I tried the lessons one time.
Only once?
Well, my mother, I think I was 12.
Okay.
We didn't know that I was able to play bass, and the way that it came about was really a wild story. And once she figured out that I had a talent for bass, she took me to a gentleman by the name of Mike Delaney, and I did one lesson, and he sat the music down in front of me, and he played it for me.
Okay.
He said, this is what this is, show me some notes, go home, and practice it, and come back, we'll work on this reading and playing. And I went home and rode my BMX and played the Atari 5200 and did everything but that. And when I came back the next week, I had remembered everything he played. So I played it back to him with a whole bunch of other stuff in it. And he was like, dude, I need to talk to your mom. And I was thinking, oh, my God, here we go.
Get in trouble.
Right. But when she finally came back to get me, you know, he told her, he's too far advanced for me to really teach him. So he didn't want to mess with what I had that was natural. And from that point on, it's just been me teaching myself what I play.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great teacher to recognize
right.
The student is better than you are right now, so don't be messing up.
But I mean, when he said one lesson and he was done, I'm sitting here thinking, like, either he had ADD and mom wasn't trying to scratch that check,
right.
or you know, something other than how that story actually ended. So,
indeed.
I mean, I appreciate being surprised, because that story ends differently when I hear somebody say, nah, we only tried it once, and then that was it.
Absolutely. And, you know,
or somebody said
cool.
The first lesson is free. So, yeah, we only have one
lesson. You're going to have to pay for the rest of them.
Right.
But I just wanted to see if you had a little something going on.
Right.
Have you ever tried to learn music after that point? And were you in the band in school? Did you play instruments that way?
Actually, like most students during that time, I made fun of all the bands.
Wait a minute, I was in the band.
And I would have made fun of you. I actually...
I was in the orchestra, so I wasn't even as cool as being in the band.
Yeah, you weren't.
I played with some of the band members one time on bass. They didn't even give me the music to read. You know, the music teacher said, you hear it, just do what you do. And that's what I did. But as far as reading, things kind of progressed with the instruments, and it went from just being a musician into the recording aspect and mixing, mastering, engineering, production, and what have you. And things became so hectic that I just really didn't have the time to sit down and learn it. Now, somebody like DJ, that guy probably reads off the charts. I'm trying to be like him.
I'm going to ask him that question in a little bit. I really am. What made you decide to start your own record company?
I didn't. I never wanted a record company. There was a lady out of Los Angeles by the name of Patty Howard. She spent quite a few years as a backup singer for Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Andre Crouch. And she fought with me for probably 5 months. She heard my stuff and she, dude, you can't be a producer and be big time and not have a label. And I'm like, Patty, I just want to produce. I do not want to run a label. It's the last thing I really want to do. Just shoot me. I don't want to do it. And after about 5 months, I gave in finally. And honestly,
I'm sorry.
He gave
after
in.
After 5 months, I gave in, tapped out, and became an entrepreneur.
Thank you. Okay.
Well,
that's something to give into.
Right.
But see, here's the thing. To be honest with you, I didn't have an idea of what it took to be that guy.
Okay, and you're going to tell me what it takes to be that guy in just a second. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. Stay right there. Got a little ice cream coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if you and your family are connected by routine and you stick to it? But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. I'm lucky to grow up where I could be whatever I want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Alright, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beat. Do your thing.
Alright everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, aka DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
My name is Ruth Rusi. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
The jump off starts here. The jump off starts right now. Come on now.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Three Voices. I'm Rita.
I'm Simeon.
And you can join in this conversation by giving us a call at 1-877-932-9766. And you know what? My producer just pointed out to me, there's somebody hanging on the line for us, Miss Cool J.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Good to have you with us. Do you have a question for our guest, Mr. Daniels?
No, I just wanted to say hello.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and we're really glad to know that you are hanging with us
right.
And supporting fam, because everybody here is fam to Miss Cool J right
absolutely.
About now.
Absolutely, Cool J. We appreciate both the melody and the harmony.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. Keep listening. Keep listening.
Great.
So I promised you a clip, and I have to say this is my favorite on the album, Memoirs of a Player. And Jody, just for a second, can you tell us about that project?
Oh, it's an incredible project. 18 songs. I did the vast majority of writing and wrote along with a very talented writer out of Youngstown named Darlene Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually the sister of Rose Griffin that sings in the Sacred Voices
okay.
with me. And Billy, you know, one day I told him, hey, you need to do a project, a solo project, because Billy had done a little bit of everything from Roger Troutman and, of course, the stuff with the Ohio Players.
Absolutely.
But, Heartbreaker with Roger Troutman and As We Lay and Husband with Shirley Murdoch.
Wait, hold up. Billy wrote As We Lay.
Yeah, he produced both of those,
Morning.
That and Husband.
Okay, I'm good now.
I was going to borrow some panties and throw them at you, but...
Foolish.
Some of them might have two holes.
Right.
They didn't know for 18 years.
And just to answer someone's question,
this stopped being PG long ago.
It really did. 4 fallopian tubes. Thank you. Okay. So we're back to the project with Billy Beck. And this song is called Ice Cream.
On the top, as I taste it, I won't stop. Rainbow sprinkles, dump it all. Feels so cool to make a new time.
Something like a fat kid. Let a double super have me coming back quick. I need a sample. What? Is that a problem? I need more flavors than Baskin and Robbins. Ashley the Robin, Mary the Reader. I got a hippie chick I call Cherry Garcia. And then it's Carrie. I met it Ben and Jerry's. It only took a smile to taste that wild berry. Check my moose tracks. Let the roof of my coupe back. You're dealing with the true Mac. Smell in my mouth and in my hands. All in my cone. Back to the home part of my plan. Sprinkle me, man. I'm in candy land. There ain't a lot of girls that do what candy can. Get my handy can. I'm about to have a sundae. And it's only Monday.
Ice cream. You know I wanna taste it.
There's just a little sample of Rita's favorite tune from the album. I got some crazy looks walking through the store singing that. I get to my favorite part. I'm about to have a sundae, and it's only Monday, and I kind of lose my mind. All right, now it looks like we got somebody else hanging with us here, Pastor Lamar Scales.
Hey.
You're on the air with Three Voices. Let us hear your voice.
How y'all doing tonight?
We're great.
Doing well. How are you doing?
You?
I'm doing great. Tell me how things going, man.
You know what? Things are going really, really well. Typically, I would just be sitting here with my other two guests, but right now, and nobody knows this, but to my right is my smoking hot wife. She just said, right.
Love that, buddy.
Yeah, she decided to join me here tonight. So, I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm nice these days. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. It is so good to know that we have someone in an outlet that is talking about our homegrown artists, those of us here in Columbus that is trying to make it on the national scene.
Okay.
And we are excited about the artists that are doing it. But, of course, you know, I represent the gospel field.
Right.
Of course.
Well.
Thank you so much. A couple of our artists are actually in Nashville as we speak performing for the Stellar Awards.
Wow.
We have one of Columbus's newest, hottest gospel groups, Men of God's Heart, who is doing a tribute to Rance Allen tonight, which is kicking off the Stellar Award. Then we have T.J. Dooley and Testimony, who will be there performing for one of the radio station's anniversary. And then I will be blessed to grace the stage with Keith Wonderboy Johnson and the Spiritual Voices on Saturday at the Stellar Awards for the national taping. So Columbus is on the map, both gospel, R&B, every genre of Columbus is being blessed. To be put on the map.
Right. Oh. This guy is actually being somewhat humble. He has a couple of trophies that are attesting to some of his musical accomplishments that he's not going to tell you about. But later on, I will. But man, I'm really, really glad that you decided to call in and bless us. You know, your boy's on the show tonight.
Yes, he is. Indeed. Is my brother there?
He'll be coming up next. There you go. All right, get it in.
Be coming up next. DJ is, I mean, Donnie J is just so cold-blooded. Oh, my God.
I love it.
He's just phenomenal.
Don't sugarcoat it. Don't hide it.
That's my dude. That is my dude. And his sister is a beast as well. Trina.
Absolutely.
Is just, oh, God. That whole family is just talented.
Okay. Well, Pastor Scales, make sure that you stay tuned in because later in the series, Trina will be joining us.
We messed up and confirmed her for this series later on.
Y'all not going to be able to stand us for a couple of weeks. It's really getting ready to go down in the studio.
Well, I'm glad to be able to just call in and maybe I can come by one night and just just hang out with y'all.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, man, we'll put you in the charge of that, all yes, right?
That's a done deal.
Done deal, indeed.
That's right, because he has to take a picture with the belt anyway.
Oh, that's right. The belt. Oh, pictures with the belt have been taken.
Yeah.
There will be more.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see them. They're coming up. What is it, Jody, that really made you fully dedicate to music all the way? I know that being a record producer has not always been your profession, but you said that, you know, you finally gave in, but honestly, there's got to be something deep within you that makes you want to do this. Can you help me out here?
Oh, that probably happened years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird, actually. There was a point where my mother and my father had split, and I lost my feel for music. I didn't want to do it, you know. I was seven, and like with any small child, that would be traumatic enough to kind of take you out of most of your game. And a couple years later, my mom had a doctor's appointment. We were over in Youngstown. We're sitting in the doctor's office, and there was this well-known little ditty that came on the overhead. Remember when they used to play the hot music
yes.
overhead at the doctor's? Okay. I'm sitting there with my sister and niece, and there was this song that came in by Steely Dan called Hey 19.
Mm-hmm.
And every part of that song, the lyrics, mm-hmm. the music arrangement, everything, just something clicked in me that day. And it was like, yeah, I kind of became alive that day. And I really didn't start back playing for like another year or so.
Uh-huh.
But I knew then, that day, I was like, music, I don't know what it is about this music stuff. But it was that, in that incident.
What a nice memory to be able to call out. When I was seven, I was sitting in this spot.
Right.
I don't remember anything
like
that.
Saying,
so that's
in
really
the, in
cool.
the battle, music won.
It did. It did. And now a word from our sponsors. I'm Rita from Talktainment. Three voices here to tell you that if you're breaking the law and not wearing a seatbelt, you're going to be ticketed. It doesn't matter where you are or what time it is. Click it or ticket. All right. It's photo op time in the studio right about now. And now, DJ.
Yo.
What's happening, my brother? And let me just tell y'all how DJ teased me and Simeon last night by telling us what he was cooking for dinner.
Right. So ask me if I'm impressed that you're feeling a little under the weather right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right.
Rock Lobster.
Unnecessary.
Or some old school.
Right.
Like Kramer stole like, out of the trip.
I'm still waiting for you to get together that dinner party so you can do what's your fusion cooking, you call it?
Sushi soul food.
Nice.
It's Asian and the best of Mississippi together.
See?
That didn't even sound like it goes together.
Apparently it's delicious.
It's like
so.
Gravy flavored jello. You know what I'm saying?
Flavors and textures that should ne'er meet.
Right.
Ne'er meet.
Red beans and rice roll.
Right.
It works.
Now, that might work out, a red bean and rice. Now, we are so not talking about food right now. See what you do?
Like fried tilapia and like some kale. And yeah, it'll work. It'll work.
What's this have to do with the topic, DJ?
I don't know. You started.
So I'm going to ask you the same questions. DJ, what began your love affair with music?
I didn't have a choice, man.
Right.
I just came to consciousness one day and was like, I'm a musician. Like,
wow.
That's all it was. Like, I've been doing this thing, like.
When you say one day, are you talking about when you were a teenager?
Like 4 or 5.
Right.
Like, I did my first record at 6.
What?
Right.
Like, no BS. Like, I did, like, this record, DJ W, like, the Mount Hermon Choir.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, some mega cats on the record, like Milton Ruffin, Kevin Turner, who's, like, a jazz genius. Leroy Savory, like really world renowned cats.
Okay.
And I was on drums and like I cried. Like, I boo hooed like a little girl.
Like a 6 year old.
Yeah, well, like a 6 year old would. Because, like at the end of the day, like I had done all the rehearsals. and which would end up being like a recurring phase throughout my whole life.
Uh-huh.
I turned about 14, 15, but like I'd done all the rehearsals and stuff, and then come time to actually do like the recording, like they brought in like another drummer.
Oh,
and I was just like, I mean, like I was ridiculous. Like I was just crying in like the front of the church, and they was like, "Oh my God, what's wrong with this dude?" I'm like, "Yo, like I'm supposed to be on the record." So I
right.
got on one song, and then like this dude ends up recording on the tune and making me sound horrible. But I did do my first record, like it's 87. Yeah, so
they actually on the tape it says on drums DJ age 6.
Yep.
Wow, just yep, DJ age 6.
Right.
Yep. Windsor
right.
Avenue, yep.
Get it in the best way you can.
Curls and all that, yeah.
Right.
Wow. I'm sorry, you just created a visual. I had to pause for a second. All right. Can you tell me about your company?
Evolution Music Group is, we are a, yeah, we're an independent trader. We do have stock. We're one of the top up and rising music companies in the world right now. We've distributed across all continents minus Antarctica.
Did you just say minus Antarctica?
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
like
we've been
six people there.
Right.
So what?
Like both listeners.
Do they even know what an MP3 is there? I mean, I think things would freeze up.
No, they get down there, so I've heard. It was actually an opportunity to do a live performance down there for, like, this Grammy Foundation thing in the name of, like, music research and science. It was just too many, like, shots and waivers to do, so I was like, yeah, I'll pass. But,
that's kind of cold, too. I don't know if you're trying to travel to someplace that cold.
It's deep, man. It's deep. Like, you know, like Russia was cold as I wanted to be a part of, so.
Okay. Like, all yeah,
right. I almost get the feeling he quickly edited himself when he was saying as. Russia was about as cold as.
All right. Okay.
But now we're an independent company. We've had distribution through Warner, and now we're dealing with Interscope, which is a parent company, but I own 100% of it, and it's in my control. I'm the CEO, the father, the birth of the vision, I guess. So.
Okay.
That's my joy.
All right, cool. What is your music education? Were you taught specifically on the drums? And I know you play several instruments. You have a picture on your page of, is it a 9-string bass?
It was an 8-string. I've since done away with that thing. It was more or less for gags. I just used to like to take it out and see people's faces. So,
yeah.
Why are you doing that? But then, you know, when I start playing, they're like, oh, okay, I get it. But, I play everything. And by that I mean I play the full spectrum of the orchestra, I guess you could say.
Okay.
If it has strings on it, I can play it. Then I play drums, of course, piano, saxophone. I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of stuff. But mostly the stringed instruments, like that's my thing. But I don't know. I kind of grew up, like I started off as a guitarist and a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in orchestra growing up out of Greensburg. I sang in the choir. I was in marching band for a half year and quit and started playing football. It was really good. But, yeah, it's deep. Like I did a little bit of everything. I started doing jam sessions at, like, 13 or so.
Now, were you formally trained or did you learn by rote?
No. You know what? God rest this guy's soul. There was a guy named Cornell Wiley who was one of the greatest bass players around. And he lived here. He used to teach at Capitol. And Kenny Banks told my mother that he would be the guy I should go learn how to play bass from. And I went to one lesson, and he told my mother, I'll never play bass.
Seems to be a common thing. One lesson. What's going on
right.
with that? And I do want to hear the rest of this. Give me just a minute, and I want to know what happened in the one lesson. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, is on the move with your smartphone or tablet device. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and check out the blogs or podcasts. Listen live and participate at 1-877-932-9766. Stay right there. What's up with the one lesson? Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Drop School Day Students Community. High 7 the Classroom 1000 America Attendance. Quit Variety Day of Reasons. Job Like to Get. Baby Raisa. Relative Help and Elderly. Happening local on it's a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion. Realize check mechanism.
Crash killer meal for rat. It's not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Just stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Yeah.
Reunited, cause we understood. There's one perfect fit, and y'all three voices is it.
Oh, yeah, Rita.
We all are so excited, cause we're reunited. Hey.
Yeah. I felt that beat from the inside.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
The jump off starts here. The jump off starts right now. Come on now.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
Surprise, surprise.
This is Three Voices, and we are talking with DJ Washington and Jody Daniels, homegrown talent. You can join in this conversation by giving us a call at 1-877-932-9766. I'm sorry, I just got a little discombobulated. I wasn't expecting to hear me singing on the radio tonight. Good work, producer.
Yeah.
Kudos, Papito. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's good.
From time to time, we've been known to be blessed with a surprise or two.
Yeah, because we're turnouts, and that was from last week's show, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Goodness all around. DJ, one lesson?
Yeah. One lesson, yeah.
How's that happen, bro?
Well, it was deep, man. Like this dude, like, for him to be a teacher at Capitol, and I'm 8 years old, not really the best math.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So eight-year-old boy that acts like an eight-year-old boy.
Yeah, you know, like, I want to go outside and, you know, play ninja, you know. And, you know, like, throw, you know, like, little stuff that makes smoke happen, you know, eat pop rocks.
Right.
Like, it's just, it wasn't my thing, and he was, like, trying to teach me. Like, he gave me this book, like, I still have it, I just found it recently. And it's like music theory, like stuff like kids are going to Juilliard to study.
Oh, and okay.
I can barely spell, you know, like
DJ.
Like big words. Like, I'm like, California's got what in it?
Right,
you know, but
right.
He's trying to teach me the cycle of fifths and all this kind of stuff, like I still don't understand. So it just wasn't the best. But like he was a legend. He played for like King Curtis and cats like that, like legendary people. So he was just a really, really respected dude. But he came out and told my mom, he was just like, don't even waste your money. Because I think he was charging like $125 an hour back in the 80s. So, you know, it's extreme. But he just told my mom, like, don't even waste your money. You know, he's not going to play. And then, you know, I ended up seeing him when I was like 16. And I was like at a jam session. And I was just like smashing. And he came up to me, he's like, boy, where are you from? I'm like, you taught me, actually.
One day.
Yeah, he's like, no, I ain't never sat down with you. I was like, yes, sir. I was like, you know, a little kid with a big booty, used to wear the Indian space.
Wow.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know what that had to do with anything.
I've seen pictures, and you didn't always look fit.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
fit for you was a process, if I seem to remember right.
Yeah, there was a lot of neck holes in that house.
some of the neck meat. But, now, answer me this, and I'm speaking to you, Jody, and I'm speaking to you, DJ. You guys play several instruments apiece. I'm sure some of the same. Now, I've heard the theory. Tell me whether or not they were lying to me or if there was some truth to it. I understand that there are certain instruments, and I also understand you both to be vocalists, instrument number one, but I understand that there are certain instruments that if you understand the principles behind them, then they easily translate into others, and you can very fairly easily learn on other instruments a lot faster if you understand the principles behind learning on one instrument. I understand that. And there are instruments that typically people wouldn't understand. Like, if you understand how to play the guitar, then it becomes easier to understand how to play the piano. Is that correct, or were they just messing with me to see how long they can get me to pay attention?
I think they was BSing you.
All right, well. I walked around like I just knew something until this very moment. I'm a little embarrassed.
No, it's all gravy. No, like, real talk, like, in terms of, like the fundamentals, and I mean, Jody, I don't know what your experience was, but just for me, like, being a drummer first makes everything easier, because it, even to the point of singing, like, you know my vocal teacher, Mr. Thrower.
I believe I've heard of him.
So, yeah. So one of the things, like, with him was, like I had to get in choir my senior year to graduate, because, like, I slacked off for 2 years and didn't do, like, any elective classes. So I had to jump, like, immediately into, like, the hardest, like, vocal class in order to get the credit to, you know, get the elective grade.
The kid so, that recorded, like, at six didn't take any music classes in high school?
Right.
Nah, because I was an athlete. So, you know, I was a jock. So I didn't really, you know, I mean, I was a good one, too. You know, I was All-State, you know, three-time All-State.
You know, make sure you throw that in.
Big booty. We got your picture with the belt.
But no, I mean, real talk, like the thing that made it easy for me to jump in the choir was the fact that, and this is what he said, he was like, well, and he always used to call me by my last name, he's like, Washington, you understand how to read rhythm, right? And I'm like, well, yes, sir. And he's like, well, if you know where the rhythm is, then that's the hardest part. The easy part is figuring out what notes go where, but as long as you got rhythm and you know how to count, and, like, you understand that rhythm, then everything else is easy. So for me, what I've found, and even to this day, is the fact that I'm a drummer first makes everything simple, because having that sense of rhythm allows me to move, whether it's a country gig or R&B gig or a gospel gig, whatever. It's the fact that I'm well-rounded in rhythm, so notes really become secondary. So it's pretty easy from there.
I would tend to agree with a lot of that. And in my experience, it started the same way, drums and having that rhythm, which does translate into other things, because even at 40 years old, when I get on the track and I actually rap on it, you know, people are like, oh, where did you come up with that timing? I'm like, it's a drum thing. But I've learned in reverse. I had a lot of people who used to tell me, well, if you learn the piano, then everything else will come easy, and I totally, it was like drums and bass, and I fell in love with bass, and I stayed there for a long time before branching off on the guitar, and then keys came late. I mean, that's something that's new to me, but yeah, the drums, that to me, it kind of came from the drums, and it made certain things easier. Now, DJ is me. I'm a background singer. I just heard this brother on a YouTube a day or so ago. This dude is crazy.
Killing it.
Yeah, oh, he's man, crazy. Man.
I was sick in that clip, if you're talking about the one I was thinking about. Hey, man. I was like dead sick, yo.
DJ. DJ.
That one? Yeah.
DJ.
Whatever.
I was sick.
DJ.
You can check over the phone.
Hey, isn't your father a bishop?
Yeah, he is.
I'm gonna need you to go to church Sunday and have him lay hands on you for that lion spirit right there. Hey, brother, you is killing.
I'm actually a licensed preacher.
Well, then you need to lay hands on yourself right where you are and cast that out.
Sick as Jack. I just got back from Johannesburg and I was clowning with Trey up at the church.
Do y'all believe Lion McKnight?
I know. Lion Seacrest.
That's it.
Cut it out.
Yeah, he still had a touch of apartheid in his spirit.
I'm not sure if you guys have, like, been on YouTube and checked out what they do. That's what him and Trina do. She'll throw up a video and she'll act a fool, and then he'll come behind it like, you know, this ain't nothing. And he'll just cut up and just wear it out. And those are two of the most talented people that I know of. So, Columbus, you guys have to celebrate what you have in those two, for real.
You know what? Let's talk about that, though, for a hot second.
Here you go.
Let's talk about... you're from Ohio, Jody. You're from Ohio, DJ. Let's talk about how appreciated do you feel in your own backyard. I know it's really, really difficult sometimes getting respect at home when everybody knows that you were stinky from the third grade and now you're wanting to be respected professionally. Let's talk for just a second, and I'm looking for comments from both of you. How do you feel as far as do you find that you're getting any of the same love locally with the I'll use the word stigma with the stigma of a local artist, and correct me if I shouldn't use the word stigma. When you're tagged as a local artist, do you find yourself getting as much or a similar amount of love at home than you do away from home? Jody, I'll ask you to go first, please.
Well, I was born in Youngstown. That's my spot, the Yo. So shout out all of my people in the Yo. Being honest, as much as I love all of my people, I would have to say no. I think that what happens is that when people watch that progression,
mm-hmm.
You know, from the time you started and, you know, they're looking at you like, yeah, you're never going to make it, to the point where you actually do something and it's worthwhile. You know, I have some people who, the real diehard music people, the real heavy music lovers who understand the grind of it will, you know, hit me in my inbox on Facebook or text me, or they'll see me out somewhere and they'll say something like, you know, keep doing what you're doing, something encouraging. But by and large, no. Everybody's like, oh, well, you know, where's my free CD? And I'm like, do you realize it cost me thousands of dollars to produce that, so I'm going to need you to pay for that. $15, please. And I can get people who are in other states, on other continents, who totally appreciate what's going on at RMG or what I may have done production-wise, without even knowing me. It's like they'll hear something and immediately, you know, the gospel that I produce, it's something to have someone who's in, you know, who may be like, you know, halfway across the world, who will say, you know, I listened to such and such and it blessed me. It kept me going. I was at a point where, you know, I thought that I wanted to like end my life and I heard your song. I never get that.
How humbling.
Yeah, I never get like that in Youngstown. So I don't know why, but I never do. Now, DJ might have a different experience.
When you hear End Your Life in Youngstown, they usually talk about something. Two different things.
Each other.
That's a soprano.
You got a finger on your nose.
Right.
And, yeah.
Right.
DJ, how about you?
I don't know. You know, like, I think it's mad different now for me, just given the fact that I've had as much shine as I've had over the last 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's kind of sad because I had to end up with, you know, a major artist to become validated. But, okay. I mean, it's one of those things, like when people start seeing you on Jay Leno, that kind of stuff, it's like they start treating you different. And, that's kind of how it is. But also from the same vein, it's like I never really carried around the attitude that I was local.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I've never looked at myself as a local artist. I've always felt that I had a rare gift. I've always felt that I put on the kind of show, even pertaining to my solo, you know, show,
uh-huh.
that it's a rare thing. You know, I've always looked at myself as, you know, a contemporary of, like, you know, say a D'Angelo or a Prince or whoever. So the way, whether I was doing a local talent show at 15 or whatever to, you know, playing the World Cup, 2 years ago, I've always had that kind of mindset, and I figure what you put out is what you get back. And a lot of folk, they respect me because, one, I'm not coming to your show. I'm not playing your local club for $100 for the night. It's not happening, regardless of whatever I've done. You know,
I agree.
I've always had this kind of, you know, I guess you would call it swag now, but that's just, I mean, it's just something I always believe, you know, and like, I mean, I'm one of those guys that, like, I rehearse my band to death. You know, we're not done with rehearsal till we're bleeding, you know, from the fingers. And, you know, it's perfect. And that's just something I've always done because I'm a big believer that what you do at home goes with you when you leave. So it just so happened I got in a great situation with Jada Pinkett, you know, 10 years ago, did her thing with Will Smith. And then, you know, to the last 3 years, you know, with Kanan and Drake, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a worldwide cat. So
DJ,
it doesn't matter where I live. Yeah.
I would be remiss if I didn't play this clip. I heard it and said, yes, the clip he's talking about, I was sick, whatever.
I
heard the original song, and I liked it. I thought it was a nice little feel-good song for everyone. I think I listened to the Coca-Cola remix.
That was the theme song for the World Cup, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
the theme song for the World Cup. And then this brother sat down at the organ and did this.
I'm not a stranger.
does that and says, I was sick.
No, seriously, I was sick.
I didn't feel good. That wasn't
that's
my...
your face, bro.
Y'all, wow, man. Look, management getting ready to be calling me here in a minute.
It's
why
all
you doing
good.
That song on the radio?
We're just sharing your talent. Joe, you got a question?
Yeah, DJ.
Yes,
you say that at this point you get the recognition from the local musicians or people in general. Now, is that actually respect or is that sucking up because you've been there? Because, see, I've gotten that too, you know, where they, after certain things happen, you know, oh, you're the man. And I'm like, but I wasn't the man last Tuesday.
No, I feel you, but it's mad respect, but it's because I've always shown myself respectful to them, and I'm the same cat that I've always been, and so because of that, like, I just played, like, this birthday party for my homeboy, and I was there in, like, some steel-toe boots standing up for 3 hours, and I just played for, like, 20 minutes, and he was so taken aback by the fact that I would do that, given my schedule, whatever, and it was just kind of one of those things, like, he said, he's just like, man, I don't care what nobody say about you. You know, my man, you know, you stay here, you even play, you know, with no money. Just like, you know, I'm the same cat. And it's like, I'm willing to, you know, take 2 minutes, whatever it takes to show somebody what I know, help them out with the business, whatever. It's just, you know, I'm the same cat, man. And, you know, cats really respect me for that. And, you know, but it's just always I show that respect to them first because I realize how hard it is in this town. It's such a grind. So it's like,
indeed.
You know, they know they can look at me. And they've also seen me grab cats from here, too. And pull them out.
Speaking of which, yeah, when can my son come over to the house and shred?
Dude, he's more than welcome. There's 4 drum sets here at the crib, man.
What?
All right. I'll have that on podcast.
Nice.
Yes, we'll play that
that's
over and
recorded.
Over.
That makes it a binding agreement.
I'm Oregon tomorrow, too. I'm going to go pick up that Oregon tomorrow. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness. I have had way too much fun tonight. You know, I'm really going to enjoy myself on this series, and I couldn't think of two people I'd rather kick it off with more. Our friend DJ and our friend Jody Daniels. Thank you, Jody, for coming the way down here and being with us. We really, really do appreciate it. I want you guys to make sure you keep us in the loop for your upcoming projects. We'll make sure that the Three Voices page is littered completely with
absolutely. And Jody, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, what would they do?
They can go to www.realfabmedia.com. Most of our artists that you see on the page are on iTunes, so and catch us at realfat@yahoo.com for you.
All right. And DJ, we'll get your information out there too. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for joining us. We are the Three Voices, heard only on Talktainment Radio.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
I have a dream. Sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My 4 little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.